Emilio is in Texas. Hi, Emilio. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up?
Keeping it real. Glad you keep it real about the Apple Watch, by the way. That's what's up. Kudos to that. And I got a shirt, so I'm going to be representing so people will know more about who you are.
Right on, dude. What kind of shirt you get?
Just a standard Twitch shirt.
Did you get the new one that's got all the colors?
Yeah.
That's a pretty one. Have you gotten it yet?
It should be coming this week, I hope. I just got the notification Friday or Saturday.
Thank you for getting that. Yeah, we do these like limited edition because we want to make it fun. And one of our great designers, Anthony Nielsen, did a beautiful design. It's very unusual.
Yeah, it's my first time sponsoring a podcast or whatever.
Thank you. You're a kind and generous fellow.
Well, I figure for the amount of hours y'all get listening to me, I can do something and contribute back. So
thank you. Well, maybe I can help you. What can I do for you today?
So I'm blind, and I've called before about this issue, but I'm just curious, what can be done with the Evernote app? It's not very accessible with the Mac and VoiceOver, and I know I have written before, and others have written before that are blind, and the response just doesn't seem that favorable in terms of importance, and it's such a shame because Evernote works great with DevonThink, which is another awesome app.
Love DevonThink,
somewhat problematic on the desktop.
So is it a screen reader issue? What is it that's not working?
It's not the screen reader issue. I'm presuming from the way I know VoiceOver that it's the development of the program. They're not... There's things
We got to take a break because the network out... Hold on. I want to come back and talk a little bit about... Evernote's going through some changes and I'm a little concerned. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. We've been talking to Emilio in Texas. He uses Evernote. He's a blind user. Now, I understand that what is the issue, the accessibility issue with Evernote? What is it that you want Evernote to do that it isn't doing?
Just a few things. I'm not asking for the barnyard, you know. I just want it to give me the option to access my notebook, and within the access of the notebook, then be able to find the file that I want to either edit or review.
And you want to do that by speech, or how do you...
Yeah, well, I use speech already, right? So having Evernote be compatible with the VoiceOver speech program for the Mac.
That's a sigh. Isn't that terrible? They really ought to be.
You know, and it's like...
And it's been a long time, right? I mean, people have been asking... Yeah. I see posts from 2009, people asking for this.
Yeah, I'm not asking for a lot. I mean, if other people can make accessible and just include a little bit, I mean...
I'm with you, brother. I think this is... a duty for anybody who's making software is to make sure that it is accessible. And now, admittedly, there are lots of different needs, and you can't make it work for everybody. But this is pretty basic. I mean, I agree with you. Your VoiceOver should allow you to open a notebook, to add to a notebook, things like that. I'm a little worried about Evernote. I'm a little worried about them. They've been going through some troubles. Phil Libin, who I love and is a friend, in fact, you know, he's still chairman of the board, but he's really moved on. I just saw that their COO, who just started running the company this summer, has left. There seems to be trouble in River City. Evernote has been struggling a little bit. The thing that I'm one of its earliest and strongest supporters. In fact, Phil once told me about 5% of their referrals historically came from me. So I take some responsibility for people using it. It's a great note-taking app. I love it because it works on every platform, Windows, Mac, Android, iOS, web as well. And you can store stuff there and access it anytime you need it. It's just great. But they've done some things, I think. You remember, it's free, and then there's a premium version.
Premium, right.
Yeah, Phil used to tell me that there's about a 5% conversion rate. So
I would be willing to pay.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I'd be willing to give you my money if you just make it work for me.
Well, you know, if everything was going great for them right now, I might say, well, you have a shot at that. But now I'm starting to worry. I don't know what the future holds for Evernote. They did Hello and Food and a bunch of stuff.
Right, I remember all that.
Yeah, and they've killed it because they were spread out all over the place. Instead, focus, make your core app a better app. And I think accessibility would be a great place to start. I'm with you.
For the little bit that I can do with the iOS version, it's okay. I want it's lacking the ability to edit documents. well enough for me to be able to know what I'm doing.
Right.
But when I put stuff into Evernote with the tagging and things, it really makes it seem, I mean, DevonThink, it really makes it real seamless and real great.
How's the accessibility in DevonThink? Is it pretty good?
DevonThink, oh my gosh, you have no clue. Like,
they do a good job.
Amazing.
Yeah. Not as well known as they deserve to be.
I use it for research and it's great. Like, yeah. It is so awesome.
Are you a student?
I'm getting ready to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, Devon makes some great software for students, researchers, people who want to, work on stuff and store it there. Can you not just do everything you want to do in Devon?
Well, it's that I've already invested years of time.
I know. I have thousands of notes in Evernote.
You know, and it's like, I guess, how would I migrate them out? What do I do to change my workflow? You know, I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one good thing about Evernote is all of those notes are stored. It's very simple. They're RTF files. They're stored in what looks like one big file, but it's really a bunch of files. It's kind of a flat file database. There's nothing proprietary about it. It's easy to export all your notes, and I'm sure DevonThink could easily import all your notes. It might be time to start thinking about finding another solution. I just don't think Evernote, at this point, given the troubles they're going through, I don't think Evernote's going to make any improvements at this point. I think I don't want to put them on the death watch, but I think they're starting to get a little woozy.
Well, it's just accountability. That's all it is.
I agree with you. Well, look, you've rattled their cage on international radio. Maybe they'll listen.
We'll keep
and
it real.
Next time, thank you. You too, and thanks for buying the shirt. And next time I talk to Phil, I'll mention this to him.